So, let's see, we normally start with a song leader on Sunday night. Dave's been inspired these last couple days. Don't worry, Dave didn't make the team. Dave didn't even, fortunately for you, Dave didn't make the team. Didn't even get considered to be the mascot. But I was in the audience rehearsing with the team. And I did learn the beat, the downbeat. Oh, it was this way. That's why I'm not on the team. Well, I kind of thought it might have been because there was an age restriction or something to that effect. But perhaps Steve will be back and he'll form a senior team and we'll try harder next time. It has been inspiring these last couple of days, and we certainly appreciate Steve and Muffy coming our way and working with us, leading us into this this Song of Praise weekend. And I know many of you have been here the entire time and have really been blessed for being here, and it's been a fun time, it's been a good time, and a motivating time. And yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure what we're doing tonight, but I'm sure it'll be good. I don't know what the order of worship is, so when there's a silence, somebody will be praying, I guess. And Steve will be taking us through our service in praise, and then I think the team is going to have an opportunity to show us what they've been practicing. And that's an important thing. I did get a chance to come out Saturday, and I know some of the others did too, to see our future song leaders being groomed and working, and that's a big deal. And we're thankful that if nothing else was to have happened, that these young boys are getting a chance to practice and learn from a good teacher like Steve, and continue to build their confidence and do those things. So we're thankful for that. And appreciate all that you have done this weekend with us. If you'll turn your Bibles and open them to 2 Peter. And we'll read from chapter 1. And Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received the faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. And now for this very reason, also applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. And in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control. And in your self-control, perseverance, and your perseverance, godliness. And in your godliness, brotherly kindness. And in your brotherly kindness, love.
Well, we've already come to the last evening, the last song service together. Seems like it goes by like that, doesn't it? Unbelievable. I would like to ask you, those of you who are willing, to please come and fill in these spots towards the front as close as you can get. If you would do that for us, that would help the singing. Those of you that are willing, please move forward to some of these empty rows up here. It will really be as close as you can get, okay, for those of you that can and that are willing. I really appreciate it. We are going to have a wonderful worship service tonight. We've got some great songs picked out, and the future, Concord, Church of Christ, song leading team is going to lead our singing for Elias. What's happening, bro? Come up here and give me some. You're a little bit late. I'm going to talk to your parents. Wait. Okay. Yeah, can you? We can fit. I tell you what. Go stand right over here, baby. Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so after about seven songs, I think, we're going to have the guys come up and they're going to lead. They have worked very hard. And afterwards, we're going to circle ourselves together and take the mic. And Kobe, I have, there's so many C's in this congregation, I can't keep up with all of them. Kobe is going to lead us in prayer, aren't you, my brother? That's right. He's going to lead us in prayer, and he's going to thank God for the opportunity to work on being a worship leader and for Jesus and for the opportunity to lead you in singing. I think this is a special time. I'm very proud of these boys, and I'm thankful for how excited they are to learn how to lead our brethren in song. All right, with that said, and I'll have more to say to you when this is all over with, if you'll give me a few minutes. Afterwards, let's go to number 63. I will call upon the Lord. You guys did this so wonderfully this morning. I want us to do it again. I will call upon the Lord. Would you stand, please? Do. Ready?
I will call upon the Lord.
Please be seated. Well done. Give thanks, number 68. Give thanks. A prayer. We need to say a prayer. Let's say a prayer.
Bow with me, please. Almighty God, thank you so much for allowing us to be in your house tonight. Father, you are sovereign and you are holy. And Father, we're just so thankful for Brother Steve and what he's done for us, what he's brought here, and the excitement and the passion. And Father, that just spreads it spreads to all of us, that we have the same passion to do this to you and for you, Father, not for anyone else. And Father, we're so thankful for the leadership of this church to allow this. We're so thankful for all the brethren to show up and support him. And Father, we're just so excited for this last night. It's going to be great. Father, we ask that you're with those that could not make it tonight, those that are ill, those that are sick, Father. And Father, we still lift up the Sloan family and the Petty family. And there's so many others out there, Father. And we're just so thankful for your son, Jesus, who you sent to die on that cross so that we could have forgiveness, so that we could have a home where there'll be no more suffering or sorrow, Father. Father, continue to be with us through this service. Be with us as we raise our voices to you, Father. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Let's sing Give Thanks. Number 68 in your hymnal, 6-8. All right, boys, sing out now.
Do, bass, do, so, alto, do, mi, tenor, soprano.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give praise to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
Obviously did not know that song.
No.
Not at all.
No.
But you really did good. Okay. Do you like it?
Yes.
All right. Good. Do you want to try it again?
Yes.
All right. This is a song that a lot of congregations really love. You guys may love it too. All right. Let's do it again.
Do, mi, do, so, alto, do, mi.
Ready?
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give to the Holy One. Yeah.
wish you could hear what I hear. That's my team. All right. Farther Along. I was also impressed by the way y'all sang Farther Along, so we're going to do that again. 753 in your hymnal. And I think I heard several of you put some additions to this song, which were very nice. Okay? So, might want to hear that again. First and third verse on this song, please. 1 and 3, Farther Along. Do, bass, do, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, mi.
Tenor and triangle.
Good job, boys. Good job. All right. Unto thee, O Lord, 794. 794. Unto thee, O Lord, basses. We're going to sing all the verses of this song. Do me, basses me. Ready?
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Yeah.
listen to our wondrous story, 496. Now listen, it's been a while since I've led this here. It's been 5 years since I've been here, but when I was coming almost every year, I remember us leading this song once. And what I told you was that what you have here is a "Who Saved Us from Eternal Loss" sopranos. And men, you're answering the question, "Who saved us from eternal?" If anybody in here does not know, they ought to know when you get finished. All right? You know what I'm saying, Hess? Yeah, what I'm saying is we're going to know who but God's Son upon the cross. And women are going to say, "What did he do?" He died for you. Where is he now? Believe it thou, in heaven interceding. All right? So that's what I want to hear. All right, let's hear it. Okay, are we singing all the verses on this song? 1 and 3. Do, bass, do, mi, alto, so, tenor, do, soprano.
Oh, listen to the wondrous story, and it was among the lost. Yet one came down from heaven's glory, saving us at all the cost.
Who saved us from eternal
loss? Who but God's Son upon the cross?
Why did he
die for you?
I believe that's about the best I ever heard that. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord, number 781. 781 in your hymnal. Please tell me you guys know this song. Do you? Basses, you have the lead. Hesley's been wanting leads all weekend. I'm giving him some. All right. I just want y'all to know it's really been a blessing this time. Vicky hadn't been wearing any weird glasses or looking at me and, you know, and none of that. I kind of miss it, really. Anyway, she wore some glasses one time, made her eyes all crazy, you know, and everything. Like, I'm standing up there going, "What?" You know, I don't know what to do with her. All right, y'all. Thank you, Lord. Y'all ready?
Do so.
For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you promised and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you.
Thank you.
have a lot to thank him for, don't we? Blessed Jesus, 218. Blessed Jesus. Well, maybe you don't know this one. Do you? All right. Let's sing through it. It's a good song. Do, so, mi, do. It goes like this. We'll do it slowly first, okay? Do. Blessed Jesus, come to me. What did you think about that? That's pretty good, wasn't it? All right, team. You ready? Come here. Now remember, we're going to have five on one side and four on the other. Okay? Watch me. I'm going to start the song. Okay? All right, come on up here. Come on up. Go where you were before. Good job, bud. Go where you were before. Number four, come on. I'm here. We got five on this side. Come on up a little bit. Come on up, squirrel. All right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the boys have been working on a song, This World Is Not My Home. And that song is number 957 in your book. Okay, and they're going to sing the first verse of this song. Now remember, I want you to hold your hands up, okay? Hold your hands up. We're going to give them the starting note, okay? You got to give him some room, squirrel, because he's going to hit his hands on that deal right there. All right. Okay, you ready? Huh? All right. This world is not my home. Y'all sing, okay? All right, here we go, guys. Let's give them the pitch. Do. You ready?
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
The angels beckon me from heaven's own.
All right, y'all want to do it again? Huh? All right, stay up there. Squirrel, keep the team together, brother. All right, here we go. Y'all ready again? We're going to do it again. Now listen, I need you to have your hands out right like this, okay? Yeah. All right. You got to give him a break, squirrel. All right. You ready, Cannon? All right. Do good. Good job, bro. All right. Now remember, y'all going to get the beat, right? All right? Okay. Let's give them their pitch now, okay? All right, don't go on that one yet. Hey, that was pretty good, though. Y'all want to hear that again? Let's try it again, boys. You ready? Wait a minute. I want to give them the pitch now. I'm giving them a do. That's not bad, is it? No, it isn't. Listen, that's something that the boys need to learn, all right? What you need to do, daddies, is you need to, if you know how to do this, you need to find, well, you don't even need to find the pitch. You need to go along here and blow these notes on this pitch pipe. You blow one note, you have them sing it back to you, and you will work on getting them to reproduce this sound from their ear through their vocal cords, okay? One more time, show them how good y'all are getting. Ready? All right, you ready? We're not starting yet. We're giving them the dough. That was pretty good. All right? All right, here we go, guys, for real. All right, you ready? We're going to start this song off now. Do. Ready?
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't live at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Great job. Okay, guys, come here. Come here. I need you right here. Hold this. Boys, circle me. All right? Now listen. We're going to pray to God. All right? We're going to lead this congregation in prayer. You hear me? Just like we practiced the other day. Now remember what you're going to pray for. You remember? What is it?
Jesus, us being able to lead the song. And
what an honor that is to do that, right? And then whatever else comes to your heart. All right? Squirrel, where are you? All right, well, get over here, buddy. All right, you ready? Let's bow our heads.
Dear God in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for us getting the honor to lead this song and to the congregation. And please help the Petties and the Sloans. And thank you for Jesus, and in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ooh. All right, boys, good job. Take your seats back here at the front. Every one of you, I'm proud of every one of you. Up there, Graham. That's right. Lies. Good job, buddy. Great prayer. Good job. Hey, pay attention to me. Squirrel. Weasel. Bright man. Let's see. Thank you. Good job. All right. Okay. right, I've been looking forward to this song because this bass section is so wonderful. Lead me gently home, Father. Lead me gently home. We're singing all the verses. This is 823 in your hymnal. 823. Sopranos and altos. Do, mi. You got that? Do, alto, mi. Now, I'm not going to sing, okay? Do, do, mi, soprano. There was a soprano, several of you back there, that ripped a vocal cord out just a minute ago. So what that means is that the song is too high. It's pitched in E-flat, but sometimes, song leaders, you're going to have to drop that a half step. Might not want to do it too much more than that because your basses will not be able to sing. So let's put it in D, ladies. Do, second verse, do, alto, mi, soprano, second verse.
Take my feet from one.
Well done. Beautiful job, ladies. Worthy the Lamb that was slain. 150. Worthy the Lamb that was slain. All right, now, the way this goes. Do, sol, mi, do, alto, mi, soprano. It goes like this. Worthy the Lamb that was slain. Worthy. All right, let's be sure and do that right. Okay, here we go. Don't know it? That's okay, we'll learn it. Do, sol, mi, do, bass, do, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, mi.
Worthy the Lamb that was slain. Worthy the Lamb that was slain. To receive glory and honor, wisdom and power. Worthy the Lamb that was slain.
Have you ever heard it before?
Don't know it. Okay, let's do the second verse. Great. All right. Do, sol, mi. Ready?
Jesus, the Lamb that was slain.
I tell you what, I got all choked up. Ooh, my voice is almost gone. Okay, but that's all right. We're going to make it. Let's do that again, Jesus. Let's go back to verse 2.
Do, sol, mi, do, mi. Jesus, the Lamb.
You guys can use that song. Will you not tell it today? 628. 628. Let's all stand for this song. Stretch our legs. In your hymnal. Will you not tell it today? Is that the first and third? Yeah, first and third verses of this song.
Do, bass, alto, soprano, do, mi, tenor, do. If the name of the Savior is precious to you, if His care has been constant and tender and true, if the light of His presence has brightened your way,
Good job. Please be seated. Okay, I exalt thee, number 62. How many of you know this song? 62. Any of you? Y'all know it? Goes that didn't go that way. Though so, for thou, O Lord, or high above all the earth, thou art think. Okay, beautiful song. Look, the desk can't hear sopranos. We really need that echo. So some of you need to sing that. The others of you need to sing the line with me. Don't leave me alone. Okay, so let's do that one more time. I think it's worthy to do it one more time, please. Okay. Do, bass, do, so, soprano, alto, do, mi, tenor, mi, do, so. We've got about 8 minutes left. Number 684. That's not right. 884. You boys knew that, didn't you? Oh, it's up on the screen, huh? Who said that? I should have known it was you. Okay, guys. Earth holds no treasures but perish with using. Mm-hmm.
bass, do, tenor, do, so, mi, do, bass, do, mi, so, do, do, mi, sopranos. Ready?
Earth holds no treasures, but perish with you,
joy of the Lord. 559. Thank you, buddy. Do you know the joy of the Lord? The joy of the Lord. You know that? Y'all have sung this before, right? Okay.
Do, bass, do, alto, soprano, do, mi, tenor, do. Do.
You lost, bro? Do, ready?
The joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not falter, I will not faint. He is my shepherd, I am not afraid. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy.
Now, do you know what I did? I changed keys. And you guys did real well with that. But you see what that does to the song? That really kind of blossoms it, doesn't it? Okay, so sometimes you can use that kind of technique in order to really make that song jump out as you think about the joy of the Lord. There is a Redeemer, 287, 287. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it, Hess. All right, 287, There is a Redeemer. Yeah, that's all. All the verses. Do, mi, soprano, mi, sol, tenor, bass, sol, mi.
There is a
job. All right. Now look, I wanted to lead actually in memory of Jack a little bit here. Worthy is the Lamb, 234. Do you know this is the only congregation where I lead this song? 234. No one else seems to know it. Yeah. And I think we probably ought to stand up. Y'all might going to have to help me now, this bass lead. All right. Thank you, sir. You know, I'll never forget the first time that Jack asked me to lead this. It was right at the end of the service. And he just called out, "Hey, Steve, lead 293. I said, "Oh, okay." So I turned and I said to myself, you know, I've never seen that song before, ever. Ever. And I don't have time here to try to sight read it. So I grabbed somebody and I said, "You know this song? Lead, just sing the first two notes, or three notes." And they went, I think it was a bass, and he went, "Worthy is the Lamb." He went like that, and I said, "Got it, thank you." And he sat down, you know. And I was sitting there going, "Dude, this is going to be something else." But anyway, Jack loved this song. He really did. And so y'all sing it. Y'all sing it with him in mind. Okay, he really did so much for this church. And his sweet wife is still doing a lot for this church. Don't keep not putting your arms around her. It takes a while to grieve. And we need to remember those. All right. Okay. All right, basses. Let's hear you sing it. do, so. Ready?
Worthy is the Lamb.
Our God, He is alive. Stay standing. But before we do that, I think Jack would be very proud. You did very well. Well, it's been 5 years, and I tell you what, I know what I missed. You guys have done a wonderful job praising God. What an honor it has been for Muffy and me to be here and to be able to lead you, not Muffy, but me, be able to lead you in these great hymns of worship and praise. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, don't lose your intensity, okay? Don't do it. Don't lose it. Look, I come over here and I jump up and down and try to lather you up, and I get you all lathered up and everything just like a bunch of shaving cream. And then I leave and it's the denouement. You know, it's the falling action.